500 Days of Summer. Boy meets meat grinder, says it's not dangerous, and cries when he sticks his hand in it. Okay, 500 Days of Summer. I really enjoy this film. I'm going to tell you why. There will be slight spoilers later, but not really, but a little. It's a comedy. It's a romance. I wouldn't call it a rom-com, but I'm going to get into details about that in a bit. It's a drama. It's kind of a boy meets girl type film, but with a little bit of an indie feel to it. It was directed by Mark Webb. Written by Scott Neust. Oh, I can't pronounce words. At Scott Neustadter? Neustadter? I don't know. Sorry, Scott. And also written with Michael H. Weber. Stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Zooey Deschanel. We've got Jeffrey... I can't read my own writing. This is the worst. Arned? Where are you, Jeffrey? Let me look at your name. The schnozberries taste like schnozberries. Ah, oh, Jeffrey, you're not on here. I'm sorry, Jeffrey. I screwed your name up real bad. And then we've got Chloe Grace Moritz and Matthew Gray Gubler. I'm sorry if I mispronounce everybody's name in the world, but that's what we got. It was released in 2009 and has a runtime of an hour and 35 minutes. It's corny, it's fun, it's light, it's exploratory, it's cute, and it is oppositional. And I'll explain what those things mean in a second, but first I'm going to give you a little bit of a summary. So I would say it's kind of the journey of a hopeless romantic. Again, it's boy meets girl kind of thing. You know, we've got different perspectives of this romantic journey through friends that almost kind of give like a testimonial feel. You know, the camera's just with them and they're speaking right to it, kind of breaking the fourth wall in a way and just talking about what they think. It doesn't happen very often, but it is there. I think that there's a lot of complexity to this film that is unexpected. And we ask ourselves, who is right? Who is right here and who is wrong? And I think that a lot of times in these type of films, there's like an obvious right and wrong. And this time, there's not. And I think it actually took me a couple watches to realize that because, and I'll get into this in more detail later, but I really identified with Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character a lot, and I still do, but I realize some things now that I didn't back then when I watched it the first time. So yeah, it definitely asks us, you know, who do we identify with and why? The film also has interesting play on memory and what we do with that, I guess, like how we when we access memory, why we access certain parts of our memory, what that means. Certain things that we ignore and we choose to amplify. And we're talking about romantic relationships here as well, right? So I got a couple quotes that I want to go through. So first, I guess I'll go back to those adjectives. So, I mean, it is got an indie feel to it. It's kind of corny. There's, like, random, like, dance numbers and, like, animated parts. But they're so fun. Like, it's just so much fun that it doesn't, like... It's corny yet fun, not corny and like, oh my goodness, like I'm not rolling my eyes through it, you know? Other people might, but I don't. And I have a hard time with like feel-good films. And that's the other thing. I wouldn't say this is a feel-good film, actually. I think there's parts of it that seem to be, but not completely. That's why it's different than just a regular rom-com. Like to me, it's just not that. I mentioned that it is light. I mean, there's serious emotions here. There's, like, really big feelings in this film, but it's presented, for the most part, in a pretty lighthearted way, and a little tongue-in-cheek. It's making fun of itself, I think, to a degree. It's very cute. I mean, Joseph Gordon-Levitt is super cute, but also his character is super cute. And just the writing and how things are expressed are very cute. And the oppositional part. I think that we have a direct two characters head-to-head, who is right, who is wrong, who's the hero, who's the villain. And I think that that's also something I don't see in a lot of... I mean, then again, I don't watch a lot of rom-coms because they're not like this. Because they don't have the complexity, because the characters are wooden, they're one-dimensional, no substance or depth, whatever, right? But this carries a lot. And again, it's doing it through a lot of humor, and the feel is very light. The color palettes are chosen so well. Music plays a huge role in this thing. Very amazing soundtrack, super good stuff. And and even just that little kind of testimonial feel with the camera is really interesting and adds another dimension. There's a really cool thing that happens it could be corny, but it's not. I don't feel like it goes all the way into corny where it's upsetting or frustrating or annoying. But there's this cool scene where there's expectations and reality side by side of the scene. So there's like, you know, our characters side by side in like there's two frames that you can see on your screen and you can watch it play out in these two different ways. And it's really cool. I really like that a lot. So I want to get to these quotes to kind of talk about this more before I get into spoilers. But it's love, not Santa Claus. And I really liked that one just because there's this question in the film too of like, oh, true love is garbage and you don't really believe in that, do you? And that was kind of the response from one of the characters. Like, it's love. It's not Santa Claus. Like, yeah, of course I believe in love. And that's an interesting take too. And I think, again, the more people that you can watch this with and talk about it, I think the better. It's really interesting. It's a very, for me, it's a film that carries quite a reflective practice, I would say, for myself. Another quote, it's not even a quote, it was on a poster. It says, paper cuts hurt. And I thought that was really interesting. And it was just in the background there. And it's a poster that's talking about like work safety, basically. And I don't want to get too much into that because I think that would be a spoiler. But it's, again, like paper cuts hurt. And just those little things, right? Those little painful moments that repeat that can cause real damage. So that's something to ponder on. That was just, again, a poster in the background, but it was very purposeful. More than unhappy, he is alone. And there's also a narrator aspect to this thing as well. There's a lot of different little elements in here that, until I start talking about it, I don't even remember that they're there. But they're cool, and I like them. I like that we've got these little elements throughout the film. It's not just a regular film. We've got these things that break it up and have like different storytelling methods within. So that's one of them. More than unhappy, he is alone. That's really interesting, and I'll get into that later with the spoilers. So the last one that I really, really like is, you can't assign cosmic significance to an everyday life event. And I would argue, yes, you can. And that is what makes, like, everyday life events and things that are trivial or whatever, something happens sometimes within those moments of something that you didn't know. Like, you bump into someone on the street, and the next thing you know, you're married for 50 years. Like, that stuff happens, right? You can assign cosmic significance to everyday life events. Not every single one. But I think that strong statement of you can't do that is really interesting, because we get into this discussion about things like coincidence and fate and all those things. And again, assigning cosmic significance to, you know, trivialities. And I think that is what makes those things so special, is that, you know, you have... these things that are seemingly small that don't stay small, right? That are not just small things. That that will earn a significance in time, but you don't see them at first. So, target audience. I would say, again, if you're into kind of an indie feel, it's deeper than a rom-com for sure. So if you're not into rom-coms, I would not let this deter you. It's really fun. It's a fun movie, but it is serious and it has dark moments and it asks serious questions. And I think that sometimes those questions are very pointed and there are moments where things are pointed out very explicitly without being too heavy-handed. But yeah, it is a love story that is not something that you can just guess the outcome and know what's going to happen. It is not the same as any other love story. You know what I mean? Like in some ways it's the same as every love. I don't know how to explain it. Like it's not that it's so uncommon. It's just that it's not presented in this way a lot. And I don't think we get to hear the story or see the story play out this way and also get these different perspectives and these challenges. And that's what I really like about it. I would say that for importance, it is slightly important. At least it is to me, because it is great for reflection. I think that, you know, I see it every couple of years or so, and I'm in a different place in my life romantically, right? And whether I'm single or whether I'm with a partner or whatever, and I could be happy in that relationship, and yet I realize through watching this film, how have I changed? Who do I identify with more now or not? Why am I losing the identity I had with or this one person or character? And how do I feel about these relationships happening? And, like, I just learn more about myself through it. So it's really entertaining and really fun to watch. But it also has this... I mean, that's the delivery method. The vehicle, right, is through this kind of lighthearted presentation and a lot of humor. But there's some serious stuff. And part of that is about communication and expression. And being able to tell someone how you feel and how you do that or how you don't do that. And that is kind of an explosive moment in the film, actually, that things get really serious for a minute there. But again, it's still done in a way that there's humor involved. And I think that there's not many movies that I watch where I examine myself and how I am within romantic relationships. And this is one of them. So for me, it's slightly an important film because I get to analyze those things again. And I think that, again, the depth that is here, I don't think would scare anyone off if you're not too intellectual or don't enjoy a very layered experience, because I think you will get a lot of those things without realizing it. And again, some of them are handed to you very plainly, and some of those layers are deeper that you need to kind of find for yourself. But overall, it's still just an entertaining, fun ride of a film. It is high on my shelf. Not quite top shelf, but it's high on my shelf. It has great rewatch value for me for reasons I've already explained. Other than just like great soundtrack, great writing and acting. And it's just the story is really fun and the way it's presented is great jokes. It's a lot of humor. But also that it's a great reflection piece for me to look and learn about myself some more, learn something new. There's a term here that I want to put in, and it is painful but palatable. And I think that is really what is great about this film, is that, for me anyway, there's experiences here that are painful to witness and to watch and to relive in a way, because I identify with a certain character, and I've been through some of those experiences. But it is very palatable in the way that it's presented, and it doesn't make me feel icky at the end. However, there's times where I do... I mean, it depends who you're watching it with. I mean, if you're going to do an argument about it, I guess that's not great, right? But anyway, from there, I'm going to move on to spoilers, and we'll wrap this thing up. So, spoilers are here. Magical spoilers. Slight spoilers. Nothing too heavy. So, for me, I guess if I first go to... I'm not going to, like, run you through the events of the film. I'm just going to talk about things that happen without really talking about how they happen. So that quote, "more than unhappy he is alone," that's a huge one for me. And I think that, you know, we're talking about Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character and how he would rather stay with somebody that he's unhappy with than be alone. And I think there's this real question of hero versus villain. Who's doing right? Who's doing wrong? The presentation of that. Most of this is through Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character's eyes, Tom. His character's name is Tom. And, you know, but there's moments that we glimpse through other people's perspectives and we get some more truth. And for me, what I came away with on this last watching is that for me, if I think about heroes and villains, I think a hero should be honest. And it doesn't mean that they're always right or what they do is correct, but they are honest more than they are maybe right about things and what they're doing. And again, they make mistakes, right? I don't think... And it's really interesting because you could talk about an anti-hero. And I don't think either of the characters are heroes. But I do think there's something honorable in how Summer, Zooey Deschanel's character, about how she states her intentions. And she's clear about what she wants, right? There's a couple moments where she's very fallible. But it's interesting because... throughout the majority of the film, I don't like her. I mean, I don't like her, period. But the reasons I don't like her are not really that legitimate until later when, you know, she doesn't tell Tom about the party or the fact that she's engaged or that she's just like, I just do whatever I want. And he asks her, like, you just do whatever you want, don't you? Because he's like, why did you dance with me? She's like, I wanted to. And he's like, yeah, you just do whatever you want, don't you? And she's like, yeah. It's like, hey, well, that has no regard for my feelings or how I would interpret that. And there, your communication completely, you didn't care. But at the beginning, right, and through the majority of the film, she expresses things early, really early on that she does want this, that she doesn't want this, that she doesn't believe in that, that whatever. And she's very clear about what she wants. And we can't fault her for that. I don't think so. I think that for me, it's like, well, I believe in this thing and you don't believe in that thing, so therefore I want to fault you for your non-belief. But that's silly. Completely silly. And I think that it's a really interesting push and pull. It's a really interesting dynamic of how I identify with the character, and yet I know that he's being kind of crappy. Like, he is... wanting something from someone who has told them, you're not going to get it from me. And he's upset about that. And I think I have been there myself. And again, this is why it's such a great reflective piece, because I can analyze, man, he kind of is a dink. That means I'm kind of a dink, or at least I was, or that I've learned, or that this is helping me learn. And just being like, hey, well, I can't get upset about this thing. Someone told me they're only going to drive me 2 blocks. And I want them to drive me 5, and then I get upset when they don't drive me 5, and I try to convince them to drive me 5, and then whatever, right? Like, no, they said 2 blocks, that's it, you know? So, I think that, it's this interesting piece about honesty and truth, and what we want to tell ourselves, and how we lie to ourselves as well. And sometimes people think that they get into something, and they think that the other person will change, and you can't commit to a maybe, is the way that I put it. You can't commit to the promise of change. I don't think you should, anyway. I think you commit to what is there, and you recognize that both parties will change, and that's all that you can do. But why would you commit to something knowing in advance that the way things are presently, you don't like and you don't want, right? Which is a huge flaw for him and for me as well. So again, I think this is a great film. It's painful but palatable. And we have, you know, this question about honesty. Again, that thing about memory. We analyze who do we identify with in which moments and why. Are we lying to ourselves and why do we do that? Hopeless Romantic, I can definitely get down with and I can identify with way too much. So, there you go. 500 Days of Summer.